Well, this sermon for me is a little more different. So anything could happen. Oh, and that's how it normally is, sorry. So God's good. And Jesus Christ in your life makes the difference. Amen. Without Jesus, we struggle. Without Jesus, you go, what is happening in my life? So if you don't have Jesus, get him, because he's ready for you right now. Amen. What I'm talking about now is you've got to have Jesus to start with, then the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, the unction of God in your life, and the Word. I brought some paper version of it. Yes, young people, do you know what that is? Paper? Yeah, paper version. I've got it written down in here. It's in big, because this is my mum's Bible, and she could read that, and I can't read it. It's too small. So what happened last year in the world, in our life, in our thought processes? What happened last year will impact what's going to happen this year. So last year, we're looking at where just passing through the world, just passing sojourners. Now, we can camp and we can hang out a little bit, but we're passing through. This is not home. This is just a place we happen to hang around for a short time, and the home is where? Glory with the living God. But you need Jesus in your life to get there. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life to get there. You need the Word of God in your life to get there. It's not just a case of, oh, we'll see what happens. It's a case of making deliberate choices in God to walk the ways of God. Yeah. Open your Bibles. You want to borrow one? Jeremiah, Old Testament, 29 verse 13, Amplified Version. We don't have that one? That's all right. I'll probably even write that one down in my notes for you. Sorry. Then, with deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Just jump back a couple of verses to verse 11. God says about you, this is you. This is for you. For I, this is God speaking, know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. You will find me when you seek me, if you look for me in earnest. So the question is, how much do I need to focus on God? Just start with the first step. Jesus in your life, first step. Without Jesus, I remember when I got saved, my life changed so dramatically. It was like, it was going like this and it just tipped up the other way. Dramatic. And it hasn't been the same since. And I don't want to be the same. I want to be new every day, changing in God, open to what God wants to do in me and through me. So when you wake up in the morning, God's plan's there for you. We just have to get alongside through the Word, through listening to the Holy Spirit. But sometimes when I wake up, maybe you're in the same boat, you grab a map, and the map of life is a fun fair. It's a map that goes somewhere, but you don't know where. But it's not the map that God's planned for you. You made a choice to grab a different map and thought, well, I'll go for a wander. You go rogue. God doesn't want you to go rogue. He wants you to enjoy life to the fullest, which is beyond what you can imagine or think about or dream about. His plan for you is just utterly wonderful. Now, do we have a picture of maps? Oh, there we go. Do we have some ex-Royal Rangers? What sort of map's that called, anyone? Topical. Gives you an idea of height of things. The closer those lines get together, means it gets steeper. The next picture, please. Right, that's a watershed map. Shows you where the water goes. Got really no idea how high things are or how low things are. Sometimes our life is we're following a watershed map. We've got really no idea other than we're following this. We need to get a hold of where God wants us to go. We need the other sort of map. We need that topic. We need to follow and plan. How do we follow a map? You can take that one off. How do we follow a map? Me being a good Duke of Edinburgh awardee, nearly got my silver, missed by that much. Actually, it was probably about 5 kilometres, but that's beside the point. We're using a watershed map, I blame it. Got lost completely, had no idea where we were. We rock up to this place and we go straight up there. And said, we're not doing that, and we went somewhere else. And that was the end of Duke of Edinburgh for me. So the map. So history, maps were made out of paper originally when I was growing up. And for those who are probably a little bit older, do you remember this? The Gregories. You work out where you are on the map. And you get in the back and you find the street you're going to. It says it's G8. Bingo! And you find where you're going, but then you've got to follow the map, go to page 97. Then page 62. Yeah, and you eventually follow your way. You've got to make those choices about where you're going. Unless you're like Andrew, who knows Sydney like the back of his hand. And he goes, I didn't see that before. What is that doing there? So you have one of these. Now, here's a big question, young people. When you're looking at a map with all this sort of stuff in here and you're holding it this way, and the road goes to your left. Do we turn the map or do we hold it straight? Turn the map? Go straight? Yeah, well, you get a GPS. And you don't have to worry about it. Thanks, Kay, for the... I said I wasn't going to mention you, but I did. Okay. Just a little while ago, I got lost going somewhere. In fact, it was yesterday. Using a GPS. Don't trust them. We're going to some park, Navua, thank you. Andrew organised our small group, our oikos, to go there and canoodling and all that sort of stuff and eating. Canoeing, sorry. I only canoodle with my wife. Isn't that right, honey? Only canoodle with you. Right, okay. So young people, go canoeing, not canoodling. Right, come on, get back here. Right, so we have a map, but sometimes we really need a compass to work out how to follow the map, to work out where we want to go. The compass that I wanted to share with you is Holy Spirit. Right? Holy. But you got to have Jesus first. Without Jesus, you can't have Holy Spirit. Jesus is the starting point which opens up the galaxy of life. It really does. Changes just so much and so well for the better. Goosebumps. I remember my salvation. Oh, got saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, prayed and worshiped God for the next 8 hours till about 8 o'clock in the morning. God was doing a work. My youth group that I was involved, I was the president of the youth group. Unsaved. Preaching the gospel in church. Not saved. Got saved dramatically. And out of the 90-odd people that were at the Easter camp, guess how many got saved? Probably about 60, because the rest were saved. They were leaders. We just had a move of God. It's a start. Move of God. We want it to happen every day because God is wanting to move in your life. So get a compass. Holy Spirit. You need to know a starting point. Jesus is your starting point. When you have Jesus in your life, you know where you're starting from. Without Jesus, we're sort of like, who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? But Jesus says, you are a child of God. Starting point of life. He makes you into something you could never imagine. Full, pure, holy. The stuff of the past, gone. Washed away. We sung about it. The blood washed away. And now a new man, a new woman, a new person in God, fresh and alive, with so much coming forward. Oh. Psalm 119. Do we have that one? Your word is the lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. You notice that it's a lamp, an old-style lamp, not those really torches that shine for 6 miles and 6 kilometres, sorry, miles are out of date these days. And again, this is just the steps in front of you, that's all. Just those steps in front of you. To take that step, be secure knowing God's got the next step prepared for you. Take the next step. So who's got a compass on their phone, on their smartwatch? I have a smartwatch. Santa came and visited my home. I like my Santa. Thank you, Lance. Right. Get it up on your phone. Get it up on your device. Get it up on your watch. So what I want you to do is show me where north is. Now, those who are in Royal Range will go, that's where north is. I can do that too. North is that way. Right, I want you to stand. You got your phone? Stand up. Kids, have you got a compass over here? Someone got a compass on the front page of that thing? Compass? Someone got a compass? You got a compass on the front page? Can I borrow that just for a moment? Thank you. I've got a compass. Right. North. A paper compass just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So sometimes our compass that we live by is like this piece of paper. It doesn't give us where north is. We make it up on the go. Can I give that back to whoever gave it to me? Thank you very much, good sir. Terima kasih banyak. So I want everyone to face north. You can't have your north over there. North? All right, what I want you to do is turn around twice, once. Turn around twice, trust me. Twice. Don't get dizzy. Okay, now, has north changed? Has it gone over here? Where's north? Still the same place? Over there. Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Take a seat. You think, why did you do that? North is north. It doesn't change. Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ. He doesn't change. Holy Spirit is the living God in me. Doesn't change. The Word of God doesn't change. So we have a compass, Holy Spirit, giving us divine inspiration in the Word of God to know where north is. But see, sometimes, as I said earlier, we get our fun map out and we go rogue and we thought we'll run over here for a while. And then we go, something is wrong. But guess what? God will bring you back to north. God will bring you back to where He is. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Look at that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Think about that one. Do not depend on your own paper compass, your own ideas, thoughts, concepts. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. That is good news. When we're with Jesus, Holy Spirit's in our life, the Word of God is real. How do we make the Word of God real? How do you make the Word of God real in your life? Live it. What else you got to do? Read it. Now, if it's on your phone, that's a little different to this, but this is good. I like this paper, but read it. And it's easy to go, it'll be right. She'll be right doesn't work. We need to read it. We need to just take it in more and more. Anyone seen the Alone series? It's on a whole pile of different channels where I think there's one on ABC at the moment, and they've got a bunch of British people that get dropped off in the middle of nowhere, and they have a backpack and a few, I think it's 10 things they can have, and they camp there, And some people have done wilderness stuff, and other people have got no idea what they're doing. That's pretty well some of us in our Christian walk, we're like a little bit lost. So they have these 10 items. They explore their surrounds in the first few days. The one who lasts the longest wins. They've got to find their own food, got to find their own water. They can have like a tarp, those sort of things, or an axe. How many people cut their legs open with these axes? They injured themselves regularly. So they're in the wilderness. No one, I mean no one. They have bears and drop bears and flying wombats and all sorts of things around. So you've got to be careful what you do. And they're in awe. They go, wow, because they video themselves. They go, look at this. This is just amazing. 10 days into it, they're feeling a bit hungry. Things aren't quite as awe-inspiring. And they go, well, I need to find food. I'm starving. And so they go, off they go, with not much experience of the bush, like me. Off they go, without a compass, without a map. And they're walking along, and they get there, and they go, oh, wow, look at this. This is beautiful. Wow, look at this. This is amazing. Wow, look at this. This is wow, this is fantastic. They're all the same looking tree. How do I get back to camp? How do I get back to where I belong? And when they find something and they realize how to get back again, you see the relief in their face because they're gone. There's no one there to help them. And we can be a bit like that. We can be a bit lost. But then you call out to God. You call out the Holy Spirit. He'll bring you home. He'll bring you back. It's like a GPS. But you've got to make sure your coordinates are correct. Right? Just don't put in Nauvoo Reserve and go on the wrong side of the river. And drive there and you go, I can see Andrew's blue tent over there. On the other side of the river. You need to get the right coordinates of where you're going. The Word of God, Holy Spirit, Jesus in your life, the right coordinates. It's like having a GPS. Who uses a GPS? I do, all the time. It's great. But if you put the wrong stuff in or your internet doesn't connect, you're stuck. You got a problem. The Word we can trust. Holy Spirit we can trust. Put these two together, we can walk a walk that makes a difference in this world. Whether it be here, whether it be next door to us, whether it be the person down the road, the next suburb, the next town, the next state, the next country, not the next world, but you know what I mean. Wherever you are, you and God combined together, following the truth of His Word, applying it. I encourage you, in your young people in particular, in the older people, make sure you get into your groups, your small groups, your where you can study the Word, apply the Word, live the Word, ask questions. Like, does everyone have all knowledge here? No. Very good. None of us do. We can all be learning. As soon as you get the game, I got it together. Guess what? You just missed the boat. Missed it completely because none of us have got it together. We can be, I was just sitting in my chair back there thinking, when did I get saved? Nearly 45 years ago. Nearly 45 years, and I am still learning. Every day the Word of God is fresh and alive and new. And I learn from young people. I learn from my kids. I learn from our pastors. I learn from people around me. Be open to what God's going to do. John chapter 14. 26 to 27, New Living. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. Do not be troubled or afraid. What's one of the biggest things that happen to our young people and older is anxiety. It's worry, not having peace of mind, not having peace in your heart, concerned about all the things. God is saying here, I will give you peace. You're looking for peace? Let me tell you, Holy Spirit will give you peace. Peace that comes from God, Not something we work up ourselves, but the Word of God living in our life. But I don't want to be harsh, but I'll say what I've written. However, it is our choice to hear, then to listen, and then to obey. To hear, to listen, and then obey. Because hearing and listening are very different to each other. Really different. And that final part, obey, that's the crux of it all. Obeying the Word of God, applying the Word of God, living the Word of God, being in relationship with other people. So you're not by yourself. When things get tough, you go, when I was young, I drowned. Drowned, Gonski. My brother saved me, brought me back to the surface. But I didn't get my hand up in the air because I didn't know I was drowning. But he happened to see me and dived in and got me. He has since died when I was 14. But his death brought my dad to the Lord because he was asking the question, what does life mean? My son is dead. Then I became a Christian 4 years later. Then my brother and his wife became Christians. And then my mum, 8 years later. His death brought our family to life. And I had a friend who knew my brother well, and he said, do you know, Gary asked Jesus into his life. And I go, I didn't know that. Did not know. So our response to Holy Spirit, it always has an outcome. If you don't do anything, you're responding. You're choosing no. So I encourage you, be proactive in your decision making. Hear the Word. Have people around you. Bounce off them. What does this mean? So you're not by yourself. Never by yourself. The devil wants to push you, say you're alone, and say you're the only one that feels this. You're the only one that has ever experienced this feeling or thought. That's a lie. Get around people. Get around young people. Get around your leaders. Get around the people, your family of God, your brothers and sisters. Get around them and say, hey, arm up in the air. I'm struggling. And no one's going to go, what's wrong with you? But you go, hey, I've been there. I fall over. You heard what was spoken before. We all make mistakes. Stuff happens in life. But God says, I'm with you 100%. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Now, do I have photos of New Zealand? Here we go. And that's a road in New Zealand. And look at those beautiful mountains. So my wife and I went to New Zealand for my 60th birthday 4 and something years ago. And it was beautiful. And then we found sheep. And what else did we find? We found more roads with snow, and we found more roads with different things. So we had all these different roads. Any more pictures up there? That's it? Okay. So why I put that up was simply because I arranged, I planned, I got down to the nth degree where we're going, who we're seeing, tickets paid for, everything was done. But when we were driving along the road, things that I didn't know about would occur, things that I wasn't prepared for. But you've got to be ready to know that things in life will happen. Has anyone had a life that has been no issues? Nothing has ever happened? No one's lost a job? Failed at school? Yeah, that's two things for me. People have died. What else have happened? Got engaged twice. Married once. Life, stuff of life happens. But you don't get derailed because Jesus is in your life. Holy Spirit is in your life. And the Word of God is in your life. And you're not alone. Look around you. You're not alone. These are your brothers and sisters. This is your family. These people that are around you support, encourage, will stand in the gap for you. Yeah. Yeah. Psalm 37, verses 3 to 5. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure. Feasting on His faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and He will provide for you what you desire the most. Give God the right to direct your life And as you trust him along the way, you will find he pulled it off perfectly. It is a good word. That's the Passion Version. And I spoke that over my granddaughter. What a word. What a word. Keep trusting. Keep trusting. Fix your heart on God. Make God your utmost desire and the pleasure of your life. Eat it up with a big spoon. Eat it up. Because God is looking at you and he goes, man, I love you. You are amazing. I'm off pulpit, going rogue. God sees this beautiful woman of God and says, wondrous, beautiful daughter of mine, precious, precious woman. And sees little ones and sees bigger ones and bigger, bigger ones. Because some of these guys are really big. You see this here? This man is big. Then you got Peter, wherever he is over there. What's he doing over there? Oh, yeah, grandchildren. Yeah, he's lost. So get around those guys and girls. God looks at you and goes, oh, just the longing that God has for you. You are amazing to him. And you go, but if God really knew, God knows you. He sees every bit of you. He sees every little dumb decision you make. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, God, Lance, what are you doing? And Holy Spirit goes, oi. Oi. And you go, no, I want to make that dumb decision. You go, you make your dumb decision. And then you go, Holy Spirit's going, rerouting, rerouting, rerouting. Get you back on track again. But you need to listen to God. You need to listen to God. Listen to Holy Spirit and obey. Yes, you won't get on track. We can make all the choices we want and do whatever we want. God's not going to go there and say, well, I'm going to tie you to a tree. We're free will agents. But when we make the right choice with God, I look at my wife, the best woman in the whole world. I had three to pick from because they were triplets. Because I'm not really sure if Belinda's Belinda. She could actually be somebody else. They got to get mixed up in the bath. I mean, so they were identical. I mean, really identical. Just take that out of this. What is the time? Oh, God. Closing thoughts. Picture. The glass board. Aha. My daughter is just amazing as well. She is. She's pretty good. I'll keep her. Right. We had this up before. We had it on our page. This is from us, the church that were here at the time, because people are on holidays, and that's cool. God was speaking to us, the church. That's you. You're us. You are us. And we love you. And all that, multiplication, taking back ground, restoring families. Ah, yes. Yes. God is going to do wonderful things. Draw near to God. Provision will be done. Holy Spirit is working. Let's walk with him. Let's be expectant about what he's going to do in you. Because when he does it in you, he'll do it the guy next to you and the guy around you and the guy over here. All of a sudden, like what happened at camp, all this stuff starts happening because we're open to what God wants to do. Yeah. Just be open to him. Just allow him just to be God in your life and go, hey, brother, son, daughter, mate, friend, walk with me. Just walk with me. And you can do that. It's not hard to do. Who can put one leg in front of the other? Most of us? Yeah, that's good. There's a few. Some can't. Okay. That's all right. When you have Holy Spirit with you, closer than your very breath, how close is that? Do that. That's pretty close. Can't get much closer. Closer than your very breath. And when you have the Word of God in your hand that lights your path, amazing things will happen. Let God be God in your life. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Do we have that one? Oh, Doing good. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. God is speaking to you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, because God is there with you. Stand with him. We're on an amazing journey, friends, with God and these folk that are around about you, your brothers and sisters. You're never alone. Just reach out. Reach out to God and to those brothers and sisters that you're close to. I believe God is wanting to speak into people's lives. People are asking him for freshness. Some of our young people had a fresh touch of God. You know, the Bible tells us to come to the Holy Spirit and be refreshed daily. Daily. See, a thing that God did in your life in 1964, that's old. God wants to do something when? Today, right now, right this second. God wants to do something in your life, refresh you, refresh your soul, refresh your spirit. Ask him for a touch of the Lord in your life. You recognize, this is speaking to someone here this morning, you recognize you are not where God wants you to be. Guess what? Ask God and he'll get you on the right path. He'll reroute you. He'll bring you back onto where you need to be. There's someone here that you need to change some things in your life. You need to change some things. It could be what you're doing, how you're responding, your employment. It could be what, I don't know what it is, but you know, you get the. Oh, you need to change some things in your life, stuff that you're doing. And the last thing I felt God was saying for someone in the house, today is a great day to take a fresh step on a new path with God. If we could have just the band play something in the background for a second or two. If you'd like to stand. Now, if you want to have prayer, I guess just put your hand up. And your brothers and your sisters will love on you and ask God to bring that healing, to bring that freshness, to bring that understanding, that revelation. Have a compass of the Holy Spirit in your hand, the Word of God filling your mind and your very being. God will make a change. So if you want prayer, just put your hand up and those around you will gather. Pray. Do they want healing? Someone over there, someone over there. If you want healing, if you don't know Jesus, you want Jesus in your life, you can ask him right now. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Change me. Make me new. I don't want to be what I was. I want to be made fresh in you, Lord God. Got some people out there who like prayer. You know, every one of you who has Jesus in their life, you can pray for somebody. There's nothing like you have to have a doctrine. You don't have to pass in front of your name. You don't have Reverend Doctor. You have to have Jesus in your heart. That's all there is. So, Father God, I pray that a brother over here, I pray, Lord God, the folk that are here that want a change in their life, that they'll go, yes, Lord, change me, God. Make me new. Restore my heart that I can walk with you in a way that people will look and say, what has happened? And you can say, Jesus. Jesus is real and he lives in me. So, Lord God, we just pray, Holy Spirit, you come and you minister to your people, that they'll know your love, they'll know your passion, they'll know your grace, they'll know the hope that is in you. And we'll just finish with a song, just quietly in the background. Thank you, Jesus.